John Dan McDonald, 1916 to 1986, was born in Sharon, Pennsylvania, moved to Utica, New York, received a BS from Syracuse University, then an MBA from Harvard. He worked as a businessman without much success, then joined the Army, serving from 1940 to 1946, achieving the rank of lieutenant colonel in the OSS. When he returned to the United States, he began to write full-time, selling sports, adventure, fantasy, science fiction, and mystery stories to pulp magazines and such slicks as Liberty, Cosmopolitan, and Collier's. His 1949 move to Florida gave him access to the water and boating, which served as the background for many of his novels, notably those about Travis McGee, who lives on a houseboat named the Busted Flush, which he won in a poker game. One of the great characters of mystery fiction, McGee is a combination private detective and thief who makes his living by recovering stolen property and, while living outside the law, victimizes only criminals. He is not a private eye in the Raymond Chandler sense of being a knight, though he fills that role more often than not as an avenger, coming to the aid of, invariably, beautiful women who fall for the rugged outdoorsman. There are 19 McGee novels, mostly paperback originals, beginning with The Deep Blue Goodbye, 1964. His suspense novel, The Executioners, 1958, was filmed twice as Cape Fear, in 1962 with Gregory Peck, Robert Mitchum, and Polly Bergen, and in 1991 with Nick Nolte, Robert De Niro, Jessica Lange, and Juliette Lewis.